Create is proudly presented by Business and Arts South Africa, bringing the business of the arts and the art of business together.
The Spear Performing Arts Festival Infecting the City will take place between the 13th and 20th of February in the city of Cape Town. Infecting the City is a public arts festival that presents collaborative performance works, art installations, choreographed pieces and public interventions in the city of Cape Town's communal spaces. One of the works this year is titled Mandala for Healing, and it's created by the Such Initiative, a collaboration between visual artist and professional photographer Hanali Kutsia and visual artist Usha Sijarim. Sijarim explains what a mandala actually is.
A mandala is a design on the floor. It's a two-dimensional design. It's made using loose pigment or particles of sand. It's traditionally done by Buddhists, but it's not specific to Buddhism. It's been done in many, many cultures, actually. By nature, it's meant to be temporary. It's not meant to be a permanent thing. And then it's swept up after it's been made. We're doing it for healing, and it's often done for that kind of reason as well, to promote some kind of peace. It's a very meditative process.
With the theme of this year's festival being human rights, Kutsia and Sijarim will collect sand from sites in and around Cape Town where various human rights and violations have occurred.
We're going around to sites where human rights violations took place. We're collecting sand from there, and then we kind of sift it into patterns into the mandala. So the sand is a collective healing process of the history of the country, in a sense.
We've done lots of research. I mean, we're referencing stories like that of Sarki Bartman. There was a massacre that took place at St. James Cathedral, where 11 people were killed and 58-something were injured. So they're quite specific stories. Some are big stories that made national headlines, like that of Pagat and Planet Hollywood and so on. But there's others that are not so publicized that we want to draw attention to.
So then we take that kind of story and we create symbols out of the story and work the symbols into the mandala, and we'll have an explanation next to it.
We are going to have a map up on the wall that shows where the sites are, and we're trying to make a kind of mind map that explains what it is that we're doing. And I think because the imagery is so subtle, we want the audience to be able to make the connection and understand what is used for what and why it's there. And we want people to come and engage with it and engage with the mandala. The way we started is we started with the Constitution, looking at the Bill of Rights and looking at all the human rights, and then finding specific violations to those rights. So it's quite in-depth, but it's also quite structured. So we wanted to cover everything.
One of the stories that Sijarim and Kutsia are referring to dates back to 1660, during the time of Jan van Riebeck. The project needed a lot of research and also the use of Google Map.
This is also what's very interesting about the research. It dates from very recent history to very, very much in the past. So in 1660, van Riebeck planted a hedge, a bitter almond hedge to be specific, along the course of the Liesbeek River as a kind of physical separation between the colony and the Khoisan people.
It was the first colonized land and the first official divide. The first land issue in our country was in 1660. When this hedge was planted.
So we were looking on the map, firstly to see the scale of it, and neither of us actually realized how big this hedge is, and secondly to identify exactly where it is so we can find the spot where to collect the sand, and also we wanted to get the shape of it so we can include the shape in the design of our mandala, so that the symbol is referenced quite directly.
Kutsia believes that both Sijarim and her own different cultural background represents the history of the country, and that the collaboration also means that they're able to represent the process of healing.
When we first started speaking to each other and we're in a shared space, we realized how much we have in common. And the remnants of apartheid is so strong within us that we live it every day. And we realized that there were so many synergies in life and in our experience, and those things, when we're working on a mandala together, like from the opposite side of the history of our country, so just the fact that we're representing those sides, in a sense, is healing.
The Mandala of Healing will take place every day at 10 o'clock from Monday the 15th of February up until the 20th of February at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town City. The public is invited to bring earth from their own sites of personal trauma and enjoyment for inclusion in the mandala of healing. I'm Michelle Constant. You can email me on create@basa.co.za.
Create, proudly brought to you by Business and Arts South Africa, creating new opportunities for business arts partnerships. Email create@basa.co.za.